This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of confusion about where our electricity comes from here locally. So could you maybe talk about a little about where that comes from and how important this really is?
Yeah, our electricity goes back and forth across the border like there is no border. So at some point of the day, we export electricity to Ontario, and other parts of the day, we import it from Ontario. So tariffs are going to be bad for Western New York. They're going to make our electricity bills go up. They're going to impact our auto economy, and they're going to impact our industrial economy. I hope we get a handle on this, because the worst thing that could happen to Western New York would be a trade war with Canada. We would be the losers.
Now, we're looking at right now a 25% surcharge, which is astronomical if you really think about it. So, like, what type of impact is that going to have, like, immediately?
Look, every Western New York business is going to be paying more for electricity. Every homeowner is going to see an increase in their bills. This is not a way to have foreign policy with our neighbor to the north. It's the largest unguarded border in the world. They're our largest trading partner. There's a lot of fights to pick around the world. The last place we need to pick a fight is with our neighbor to the north.
Now, I was talking with a couple of Republican lawmakers recently, and they were saying, almost word for word, we would win a trade war against Canada any given day of the week. Even if that were true, what type of message is that sending to our other allies?
Well, the national economy might, but the Western New York economy will be a big loser. You know, auto parts and engines that we make in Western New York go straight across the border. They get finished, they come right across the border again. It would cripple our automobile industry. Yeah, it would be the worst thing for us. It would be cripple our agriculture. There's not one industry in Western New York that would benefit from this. So maybe in the long haul, nationally, we would win, but Western New York would be an economic basket case.